company you are here and you are going to for another input. For now, let's move on to the input by the suppliers and then validate. We have message box, view new edit release, and pwede din natin i-filter yung meaning ng ating mga variables. So, pwede siya per company or per area. And we can also print the names ng ating mga variables. So, once you click natin sa view, so mag-a-appear sa yung mga sample and mga existing natin na variables dito sa system. So, now, tignan na yun. Company UI is here, and we're going to close it for another import. So for now, close muna natin ito, and proceed by the text of files, and then by the word. We have message box, view, new, edit, delete, and pwede rin natin i-filter yung viewing ng ating mga variables. So pwede siya per company or per area. And we can also print the list or yung list ng ating mga variables. So, once i-click natin sa view, so mag-a-appear sa yung mga existing natin yung mga variables. And then, sa create new, click lang natin sa new. We have our variable UI. Yung variable ID is numerated. Input natin yung variable name. And then, sa event mode. So, pwede natin i-select if cash ba siya, bank or check. So, for now, lagay na lang natin cash. And then, sa member, select natin yes. And loan naman is non-member. So, for now, click natin sa yes, and then current address to body work. You can also add home lang, at may ito box na lang yung natin sa palitan ko rin. Company UI is here, and we're going to push up for another input. So for now, close muna natin ito and proceed by the text of files, and then barriers. Company UI is here, and we're going to push up for another input. For now, close muna natin ito and proceed by the text of files, and then barriers. So we have new text box, delete, new edit, delete. And pwede din natin i-filter yung viewing ng ating mga variables. So pwede siya per company or per area. And then pwede din natin i-print yung list ng ating mga variables. So once you click natin sa view, so mag-a-appear sa